I wanted to begin by asking the question, what is an outdoor moment that has deepened your connection to God? If you can think about your life, is there an outdoor moment that has deepened your connection with God? Joe, you're nodding your head. You've got one? Yeah. Nice. If you want to get up, eh? That's okay. Yeah, we have these moments. I don't know when the Northern Lights were on as well. Did anybody get out to see those? It made you feel like there's more to the story than just us. Anybody else have a yes, Blair? Nice, the island of Iona in Scotland. It feels like you're on holy ground. Anybody else? Yes. Wow, from Ireland to the East Coast. Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, Betsy.
When I was in Indiana, it was the first time that we went to the village, and we were waiting for thousands of people, and I think that we were going to be welcome.
Nice. There are so many different places and situations, outdoors or at a different place, an adult retreat weekend, fishing on a lake, hiking on a nice trail, or even just strolling around the neighborhood. Moments where it's if God shows up and is speaking to us in nature. There's always been a deep connection between people and the outdoors. Food that gardens give us, rivers that give us life, many different ways that we're connected with God. God often speaks to us in these different ways. In our reading from Luke, Jesus is standing by the lake. It's a beautiful situation, a beautiful setting, and the disciples are very disappointed, and yet God somehow meets them during this situation. And as we think of Jesus inviting people not only to learn but to go deeper, this is what we're hoping for the teens as they go to camp this summer, that God would meet them in this new place, in nature, where they're open to a different experience. Put out into the deep water and let down your net, Jesus says. Simon and his fishing partners were tired. They had worked all night for nothing, not even a bite. I know when Daniel and I go fishing and we get really impatient when the pike aren't biting and we revert back to worms, just so we can catch something, because we're guaranteed almost to get a catch. But it's frustrating when you're not catching. You're working hard, and nothing's happening. It can be disappointing. Yet these guys, Simon and his friends, they're pro fishermen. They know what they're doing. And yet still, they're striking out, having no success. And yet Jesus, a carpenter-turned-teacher, gets into their boat and tells them, try again. Go back out, go deeper. Put your nets in deeper water. Imagine you've just finished a long shift at a summer job, or you've just finished cutting the grass at your grandparents' or working in their garden. You're sweaty, you're sore, and you're ready for sleep. And then someone says, hey, you want to go back and do the exact same thing over again? It doesn't make any sense. That's how Simon feels. When Jesus asks him, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't rationally make sense. It's not logical. But Simon responds, because you say so, I'll do it. Sometimes, like Simon, we don't feel ready to hear what God might be calling us to do. Sometimes we don't believe anything new can come from the places that we've been over and over again. And sometimes, like Simon, we can feel even unworthy with God and what God might be calling us to do. And it's not just Simon, many of us too. We live in a world that's so busy. Text messages, Snapchats, notifications, scrolling, working through deadlines, and it can just feel like we have to be on all the time. Sacred silence, being still, feels rare. You know, not having to check our phone feels like it's impossible. We have to have it with us. Instead of finding stillness, we try to fill every moment. And I am a maximizer. So I love to have the schedule of the day. And, you know, on Monday's my day off. And my buddy's a maximizer too. And he says, Sean, I got us a tea time. Okay, I'm confessing, I've got a tea time on Monday on my day off, okay? I'm entitled, it's 12 o'clock. But my buddy is like, let's go spinning at 9 a.m. Let's go to a spin class at 9 a.m. Then we can go for lunch. Then we'll go golfing. And then we have to go home to our families. And then Sean has baseball at 9:30. Maximizing the day, right? Sometimes we pack so much in. Where do we have time to hear from God? In reality, when we're constantly hustling, constantly comparing ourselves to others, it's easy to feel like we're coming up empty, that somehow we're deficient, that somehow we don't have enough, that others have more than us. We can feel like Simon's nets, empty. The danger is that we forget what Simon almost forgot, that God speaks to us in the everyday. God speaks to us in the ordinary. God calls us right where we are. We can risk forgetting that when we lose touch with the natural world, the world that God created, that we don't pause when we have the opportunity to be in the outdoors, or when we take that quiet walk, or we look at the stars. We may miss a voice that quiets our hearts. The good news is that Jesus meets us on the lakeshore. Jesus promises to meet us on the lake shores of our lives, whatever that looks like. God steps into our boats. Jesus steps into Simon's, teaches from the water, and then he calls, hey, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's move to a deeper place. Jesus isn't too big for the disciples. He's not in a hurry. He doesn't avoid Simon and his friends when they come with their lack of abundance, their lack of success, their tiredness at a problem. Instead, Jesus enters into it. He comes to them and works with them. This, in a nutshell, is the heart of the Christian message, that God actually becomes one of us so that we can become one with God. God joins our family in the incarnation. God becomes flesh, joins us, meets us in our difficult situations, in our lives. That's the heart of the Christian message. And when Simon obeys and they go into deep water, the miraculous happens. Two boats are full of fish. And Simon and his buddies are rejoicing. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. How is this possible? Frustration to abundance, doubt to discovery, routine to revelation. They catch more than fish. Simon catches a purpose for his life that changes his life forever, and it happens in his normal, everyday working place, out in the great outdoors as a fisherman. What's beautiful is that Jesus doesn't call perfect people. Simon has issues. Simon went through difficulty. He's impulsive. He calls real people, young people, fishermen and carpenters, accountants and tradespeople, financial advisors, folks with doubts, folks with worn out nets, and he calls them through the natural world. through waves and boats and nets and fish. That's why camps and parks and trails and outdoor spaces are so important. They are lakeshores where God still speaks to us today. They are classrooms where we discover who we really are and what our purpose is in life. The good news is that God calls us, ordinary people, to do extraordinary things. Luke tells us that they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is part of the story where the disciples step into a whole new world and a new way of being that changes their life forever. Camp is where young people hear God's call more clearly. They step into leadership for the first time, maybe. They stand up and share their story in a group of their peers. And it pushes them further in their life. It gives them confidence where they can move forward. It's a place where they can experience laughter, silly games, really good food, and a place where God often shows up. I remember at camp, they had the peach juice. I love that peach juice. It's hard to replicate at home. Do you like that stuff or no? No, you do like it? Yes. The peach juice. Why do I remember that? No, you don't remember the peach juice? I know I'm a little weird. God meets us at church, in buildings, lakes, around the fire, quiet moments, under the stars, looking out the window. To the teens heading to camp, you're not going for the games and the delicious food. You're stepping into a space where God is already waiting for you. I urge you this summer to open your hearts, to go deeper, to say like Simon, because you say so, I will. And to all of us, don't wait for a mountainside or a beautiful lake, your backyard, your walk to school, to work, your Saturday hike. That too is holy ground. God is calling us all to listen more closely and to live more boldly. That lakeshore became the moment for Simon that changed him forever. He left his nets and followed Jesus, but that moment didn't stay behind. It lived in him, it shaped him moving forward, and it sent him on a call from God. We don't stay at camp or the mountaintop forever, but those sacred moments live with us and propel us forward in our lives. We send you with our prayers. May your time at camp be filled with joy and laughter and new friendships, sacred moments and encounters. May you hear God's call clearly in the rustling of the leaves, the shimmer of the lake, or the voice of a trusted leader. And to all of us, may we be open to Jesus climbing into our boat, calling us to deeper waters. May we trust God's abundance. May we listen for God's voice through stained glass and pews, through pine needles and rippling water and open skies. We don't need to be perfect. We don't have to have everything knotted down and understand everything about God. But when we're prompted, because you say so, I will. And God can do more than we can imagine. Every lakeshore is a place that God might be calling us next. Let us open our hearts and our minds as to see how God is calling us to go deeper today. Amen.